In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Let us build the city of God. That was the very special call to build a fascinating town in Florida called Ave Maria Town. The man who declared this unique vision was the billionaire founder of Domino's Pizza, Tom Monahan. And so today there is indeed a special city in southern Florida named Ave Maria Town. Monahan's vision started years earlier when God came into his life. He had brokered a small submarine sandwich shop into an international chain of pizza stores. With his wealth, he had purchased the Detroit Tigers, become the largest collector of Frank Lloyd Wright art and design, and entered a jet-set life of extravagance and luxury. Then one day, God surprised him on his journey into hedonism when someone gave him a book. The book was Mere Christianity by the Anglican author C.S. Lewis. The book, if you remember, was Lewis's famous lectures on the BBC radio during World War II, presenting a case for Christianity to a very demoralized Britain. Monahan explains that when he came to the section on pride, stunning section, in Lewis's Mere Christianity, he saw the deplorable state of his soul in the mirror. It converted him and changed his life forever. He returned to the Roman Catholic Church, in which he had grown up, with a whole new view of life. His most extraordinary dream became Ave Maria Town. It's been described as a values-based community with its own university, six residential communities, and public schools. In the center of the town is a beautiful church where the Eucharist is offered hourly, starting at 6 a.m. 7 days a week. The predominant sculpture over the altar is the biblical scene where the angel Gabriel announces to Mary that she's going to have a child, the Messiah, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Hence the name of the chapel in the city, our Ave Maria. The notion of a city as a spiritual mother has biblical precedent. The Bible ends in its last two chapters with the description of a magnificent new Jerusalem that increasingly through history coalesces with earth. In some sense, we draw near to this great heavenly city in the divine liturgy as we approach heaven. We do so at consecrated places called sacred space, which is why our behavior should change when we walk into this room. This heavenly city is the New Jerusalem. Important for us on this Sunday in Lent, it's called Mothering Sunday in England, where flowers are given out. We're taught the many lessons of how this biblical, heavenly city, the New Jerusalem, is our true mother and spiritual home. In the epistle reading from the fourth chapter of St. Paul's letter to the church at Galatia, he speaks of two mothers, if you remember. They are Hagar, the servant of Abraham and Sarah. Both of these women bore children from the great patriarch of the faith, Abraham. If you remember, God spoke of Abraham as being justified by faith. But he didn't always live by faith. God told Abraham that he would be the recipient of a special promise that was originally given in the Garden of Eden. In Genesis 3:15, the Lord said, there would be enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. And the seed of the woman, he would crush the head of the serpent while having his heel bruised in the process. That literally was fulfilled when Christ's cross was placed in the ground, a hill named the Hill of the Skull. And so, God promised Abraham that he would be father of this special son who was ultimately the Messiah, Jesus Christ. But Abraham made an assumption with God's promise that he looked at his wife and he said, she's too old. She can't have a child. And so he became impatient with God and his promises. His impatience compelled him not to live by faith. And he conspired with Sarah to have this promised child with Hagar, his servant woman. Of course, that son turned out to be Ishmael, the progenitor of nations of people from whom have come the greatest antagonist to the Israelites for 4,000 years. Eventually, Abraham regained a life of faith, though. That's the good news. He trusted God, and miraculously, Sarah gave birth to the son named Isaac, who became the ancestor of Jesus Christ. So returning to our epistle reading from Galatians 4, St. Paul speaks of these two mothers, Hagar and Sarah, as symbolizing two sons, two cities, two different ways of approaching God, and two different effects. Hagar, he calls Mount Sinai, where the law was given. The apostle speaks of this mountain as like an earthly Jerusalem of his day. Sarah, on the other hand, he refers to as a metaphor for the heavenly Jerusalem, our true mother. The old mother and city represent approaching God through works, trying to earn our way to God, as though we can do that, as though God grades on the curve, because God demands perfection, since he's righteous and all holy. If you remember, though, Abraham and Sarah lived long before Mount Sinai and the giving of the law. Their mother was not Jerusalem on earth, but Jerusalem in heaven. They entered this heavenly city of Jerusalem by faith. This city is characterized as produced by people who have an insatiable thirst for freedom. Jesus Christ brings a desire for freedom, and everywhere Christianity has gone, freedom follows. So this is a city, this heavenly Jerusalem, characterized by that. So we are to be reminded today that we come home to God by faith. Moreover, our true home as believers in this life, it's not here on earth. Our true home is earth, ultimately the heavenly Jerusalem about which we sang in the gradual. We're just passing through, as somebody has said. And no matter what happens in this life, we can still be free in Jesus Christ by faith in him. Our heavenly home, that to which we return every time we worship God. And so we're refreshed in this life as we return home to our mother. Today we are to regain our sense of refreshment halfway through Lent. And so this Sunday is also called Refreshment Sunday. The gospel reading for today is one of the feeding of the multitudes passages, where Jesus declared himself the bread of life. And so he did on that first Maundy Thursday, and continues to do so down through history. Our mother is the church. Our view of Mary is that she symbolizes the church for us. And so it's in and through the church that we receive the word and blessed sacrament. There's no other place you can get the sacrament except in the church. People say, why do I need to go to church? The answer is, do you want to have communion with God? It's here. It's through the blessed sacrament. And by those means, we're refreshed. I remember when I went off to college, my freshman year, I missed a lot of things at home. But what I realized I missed the most was my mother's cooking. So that when I returned home, I would always go through this litany with my mother of all the meals I wanted to eat while I was home. And eventually she got to where I didn't need the litany, she just prepared the meals. Food my mother's food. And so our mother, the New Jerusalem, beckons us with the food of heaven, who is Jesus Christ. Let us be refreshed. Amen. Let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "It's more